This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. GOP mastermind Karl Rove visited the state this week to raise money for North Carolina House Speaker Tom Tillis. Tillis is running for U.S. Senate. He's one of several Republicans looking to unseat incumbent Democrat Senator Kay Hagan. And a new poll shows that Hagan is losing ground. Political junkie Ken Rudin is following that race and other political action in the state, and he joins us now by phone. Welcome back, Ken.
Thank you, Frank.
Let's start with Senator Hagan. Been vocal about the difficulties in the rollout with the Affordable Care Act, and she called for a probe into that matter. Do you think she might be looking ahead to the election?
I think every Democrat is. And the funny thing is if we had this conversation a month ago, everybody would be talking about how the Republicans are in such bad shape, that they shut down the government, that the polls are really against them, they did the wrong thing, and that the Democrats were on the ascendancy. Since that shutdown ended, with Republicans still in bad numbers, it's the Democrats who have been panicking. And, of course, Kay Hagan has always been on the Republican hit list of people they, you know, Democrats, the Republicans would love to unseat in 2014. And she shares some of the problems that Obama has in the fact that President Obama has said over and over and over again that if you like your current insurance plan, you like your health plan, you can keep it. Well, the Republican Party, thanks to their research efforts, they put together a video of Kay Hagan saying the same thing a gazillion times over and over again. And, of course, she's going to have to backtrack it now that the Democrats seem to be back on their heels.
Is there any chance that this separation from the president of the Affordable Care Act could possibly hurt her down the line?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, of course, you know, we keep talking about how things change over the course of years. You talk about 2008 in North Carolina, what a great Democratic year it was, and 2012, what a great Republican year, and that's a four-year span. Here we're talking about within 1 month, we go from Republican gloom to Democratic gloom. So sure, you know, she can separate herself from President Obama's woes. And then at the same time, she can maintain the Democratic support in November. But, of course, she can't completely alienate herself or disassociate herself from the administration. Or then many Democrats could sit home in November. So, it's a balancing act that she has to do. But I think she's not the only Democrat with that predicament.
No, 39 Democrats voted for a Republican House bill to allow people to keep their insurance for another year. Now, we're talking about the House. Mike McIntyre is a Democrat from Lumberton. He was among them. What's behind that decision, do you think?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, many of those, first of all, Mike McIntyre, I think they're still recounting his 2012 election victory. He barely won, one of the closest races in the country. And McIntyre, along with many of the other 38 Democrats who voted for it, are in either freshmen or they're in tough districts. They've been targeted by the Republican Party, and they know that, now that Obamacare is now a dirty word, the Democrats, a lot of them, are running for their lives. So you do have this unprecedented, at least in this term, of Democrats bolting from the administration. Remember, President Obama said he would veto that bill if it ever reached his desk. But the Democrats, of course, are looking for self-preservation, as all politicians do, and they know the election is less than a year away.
Well, let's think about that election less than a year away and talk again about that Senate race. A new poll shows Kay Hagan's lead is diminishing. Where does she stand, and is that all part of affordable care, or is there something else going on here?
Well, diminishing is kind of putting it lightly. In September, the same poll, the PPP poll, which is a Democratic-leaning poll, had Kay Hagan up by 12 to 17 points over every Republican rival, including Tom Tillis. And now the new poll has her up by 1 or 2 points against every named Republican, including some that people maybe never heard of. So clearly this is a reaction perhaps less about the Republican candidates and more about Kay Hagan. First of all, you know, we know that 473,000 North Carolinians are in danger of they would drop from their insurance coverage. They know that Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, has never been popular in North Carolina, even though the president carried the state in 2008. And, it's one thing to say, well, you know, there's computer glitches and we'll deal with that the way we can. But when you throw out those statements saying that, you know, you can keep your insurance coverage and then find out that you can't and you're getting thrown off the rolls or your premiums are doubling or whatever, Democrats say, oh, my goodness, we voted for this. We supported it. This is our baby. And unless this gets fixed in a hurry, we'll pay the price in November.
But there's another trend in this state that may be less obvious, and that is that, yes, the president carried the state in 2008, lost it in 2012, but in fact in 2012 had more votes in the state than he did in 2008. More people voted for Democrats in national elections than Republicans in 2012. Does that trend in any way favor Democrats in 2014?
Well, I don't know. I mean, all you did, look, the bottom line, the name of the game is winning. And if you think of 2012, you know, Mitt Romney carried the state. Pat McCrory was elected governor. The Republicans had won 9 out of the 13 House seats. And for the first time since 1870, as you know, the Republicans can now control the governorship and the state legislature. So you could say that the Democrats got more votes than they got in 2008, and that's true. But at the same time, Republicans now seem to run everything and control everything. Now, you could say that maybe the Democratic talking point for 2014 and beyond is that perhaps the Republican legislature overreached and are too conservative and are turning off women and gays and minorities and things like that. Or you can say the Republicans have the wind at their back and they're doing exactly what the voters want. And so is this going to be a referendum on President Obama? Is it going to be a referendum on the state Republican legislature? I think both sides are trying to figure that out.
The top Republican in the House is Tom Tillis. He has expressed an interest in running for that Senate seat. He is one of many Republicans who would like to run against Kay Hagan. Let us know. Tell us who's in that field.
Well, Tillis is certainly the front runner. I mean, who knows what the front runner means? You still have the May primary, and things can happen in a hurry. But he seems to be backed by most of the establishment. Now, if you're a Tea Party guy or gal, the establishment is a dirty word, and the Tea Party seems to be backing this guy named Greg Brannon. Brannon, who is a doctor, he's backed by Rand Paul. Many of the Tea Party people who have been angered by the establishment, Republican establishment in other states, like John Boehner, who caved on the shutdown, and Mitch McConnell, who caved on the shutdown. They seem to be backing not so much fringe candidates, but candidates who are more true to Tea Party principles. And Greg Brannon seems to be the guy who, if there is a united opposition to Tom Tillis, he could be the guy. But there are several other candidates in the race as well. You have Reverend Mark Harris, who's a Baptist minister, who's very, very, very conservative. You have other candidates in the race as well. So, I mean, what Tom Tillis may have going for him is that there is a conservative split opposition. But at the same time, I think Tillis is a strong candidate. He raises a ton of money. He's powerful. Again, depends on what you think about what the state legislature is doing. But right now, look, you know, Obamacare or not, Kay Hagan has been on that hit list from the beginning. A lot of people thought that the reason she won 6 years ago was not because she was a great candidate, but because Elizabeth Dole was a terrible candidate who ignored the state. So, I mean, if there is a Republican renaissance or revival in North Carolina or a continuing one, Tillis, you know, I mean, that poll, that PPP poll that has her up by 2 points over Tillis, that may very well be the way things stand right now.
Well, Tom Tillis does have the support of Karl Rove, an august name in the Republican Party. He's running around the state right now trying to raise money from Tom Tillis. But Karl Rove also supported Mitt Romney. So my question is, does that help or hurt Tom Tillis?
Well, I mean, let's remember Mitt Romney carried the state in 2012. And, you know, you described Karl Rove in your intro as a conservative strategist or a mastermind. He's more of a Republican mastermind, too. And while the reason the Tea Party is not so crazy about Karl Rove is because after the 2012 election results came in and Karl Rove's group, which spent, you know, a ton of money trying to back Senate candidates around the country, mostly with ending up in defeat, Karl Rove blamed the Tea Party. He said, well, they're fringe candidates. They're hurting the Republican Party. They're campaigning more against fellow Republicans than they are against Democrats. And then they're the reason why we did so poorly in 2012. And that's all you have to do, be a Republican who attacks the Tea Party. And that's like throwing the red cape in front of them. And they're furious with him and said, look, Karl Rove, if you're so great, if you're such a mastermind, what about all those moderate Senate candidates you backed in New Mexico or Montana or North Dakota? Well, they were not conservative. They were moderates, and they lost, too. So don't blame the Tea Party for all this.
Let's get to a House race. Phil Berger Jr., son of North Carolina's Senate President Phil Berger, announced today he's running for Congress in the 6th District that had been held for decades by Howard Kobel, who's retiring. What do we know about that race? Kobel's had it for a long time, but is it a safe bet that a Republican can take it again? Or is that a safe seat for Republicans?
Well, I mean, right now the lines are favorable for the Republican Party. Kobel has had no problem holding it in 30 years. You know, he's the longest-serving Republican member of the House in North Carolina history, and he's held it with very little difficulty. Perhaps if the Republicans got the blame for the shutdown, if that's lingering, if the Republican state legislature is seen as overreaching and that hurts, and perhaps maybe with a more favorable district line, the Republicans might be in trouble. But, you know, first of all, Berger has his famous name. Sometimes famous names work, sometimes they don't. There was a guy named George W. Bush, who I think his father actually was president.
He ended up with a big government job.
Yeah, I read that somewhere. But anyway, Berger's father is powerful. I mean, he's you know, a good fundraiser. But there are other Republican candidates in the race. I still think the Republicans hold on to it. Perhaps if the lines were different, if things were different, you know, other things were different, maybe it would be a bigger fight. But I think the big battle, of course, once again, will be Mike McIntyre's seat in the 7th District rather than the Republicans holding on to Kobel's in the 6th.
All right, Ken, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Frank.
Ken Rudin is the political junkie, and you can find Ken Rudin's column on the Scuttlebutt puzzle. And the whole puzzle is there on KenRudinsPolitics.com. Go to KenRudinPolitics.com, and you'll find it all. Ahead, the artistry around a seemingly mundane chore, the clothesline muse, next on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.